Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Ten Commandments are returning to the classroom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this was a really great decision from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that recently ruled in order to allow most Louisiana public schools to display the Ten Commandments as a legal challenge continues against five school districts. I mean, think about it. The Ten Commandments in the public schools. I mean, didn't it used to be that way years ago?
Well, it used to be that way and much, much more, of course. So according to the law in Louisiana, effective January 1, 2025, the public schools will post the Ten Commandments in the classrooms. They'll also have some other things like the Pledge of Allegiance and the Declaration of Independence as part of that as well.
And I think they're like 11 by 14 size. They're not teeny little Ten Commandments.
So the ACLU and others, they filed suit against this law, and a lower court judge issued an injunction. But the Court of Appeals narrowed that injunction so that the injunction blocking the posting of the Ten Commandments while the case continues in its legal challenge applies only to the five school districts that were named in the original litigation, meaning that the rest of the state of Louisiana, all of the other school districts, will be allowed, effective January 1, to post Ten Commandments displays. Now, we have at Liberty Counsel been defending the Ten Commandments. We've been one of the leaders, if not the leader, defending the Ten Commandments displays since the early 2000s. It began in Kentucky, where our litigation defending various displays of the Ten Commandments in the context of other historical documents derived from. And then that case, several of them, actually went up to the United States Supreme Court in 2005. I argued the case before the U.S. Supreme Court in 2005 regarding a historical display. There was also a standalone display that came out of Texas. They were argued the same day and decided the same day. And it was in that particular case that we argued that the Lemon versus Kurtzman test from 1971 that had been used by the courts to strike down Ten Commandments displays, nativity scenes, and other religious expression and symbols should be overturned. The Supreme Court did not overturn Lemon then, but it actually never used Lemon after 2005. And from 2005 to the present, Liberty Counsel has never lost a Ten Commandments case, whether standalone or part of a historical display. So this is now the development that's just recently happened in Louisiana is because of the fact that in 2022, the Supreme Court did overturn Lemon versus Kurtzman. And they overturned Lemon versus Kurtzman because of our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, where we won 9-0, in which the City of Boston used Lemon to censor religious viewpoints. The Supreme Court unanimously rejected Lemon in that case. And then shortly thereafter, the Coach Kennedy case, where they used Lemon in the Bremerton School District in Washington State to censor Coach Kennedy. And the Supreme Court finally interred Lemon, if you will, put it in its grave, and overruled Lemon once and for all. The 51-year-old Lemon test is now gone. So as a result of that, there are a number of different legislators across the country asking the question, now in light of the fact that Lemon is gone, what can we do? We have a new landscape that is created as a result of Lemon being gone. And so consequently, Louisiana passed this law to post the Ten Commandments.
But think about it. I mean, there are more than 50 displays of the Ten Commandments inside and outside the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's really an example that the Ten Commandments are a basis for many of our laws.
Yeah, they are. You know, and so the interesting thing is we're arguing for the Ten Commandments, that they have a clear basis and they're at home being displayed, particularly in courthouses or in schools or in government places. Let me just pause here for a minute and let's ask this question. Are they displayed in your churches?
Oh, that's a good question.
And why are they not displayed in your churches? Because if you think about them, the Ten Commandments is an amazing study. I've been amazed because of the research that we did in the early 2000s in defending the Ten Commandments. Did you know that 12 of the original 13 colonies adopted all 10 of the Ten Commandments in their statutes, in their laws?
This is God's law.
And then, and that's including the first four commandments.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, for example, the fourth commandment, which you'll see still in some places, in the so-called blue laws. Blue laws are the laws that required closure of different retail businesses on Sunday. And even today, although some of that has been relaxed, there are still places in the United States where certain retailers are closed on Sunday because of the blue laws.
Or they don't sell particular items.
Certain alcohol before a certain time.
Or necessary
and
things,
and the reason
yeah.
why they don't sell it before a certain time is they don't sell it before, say, noon, if they sell alcohol at all on Sunday. They don't sell it before, say, for example, noon. That is directly related to the blue laws. Why? Because they don't want that to interfere with church services.
Mm-hmm.
That is a direct link to the fourth commandment of the Decalogue. And so we actually have a booklet called The Ten Commandments in American Law and Government that you can get at Liberty Counsel. Just send us an email, liberty@lc.org, and we will send that to you for a contribution. But it's a great overview of all 10 of the Ten Commandments. You will be surprised at how they influenced American law and government. But before they influenced American law and government, the Ten Commandments influenced so much more. You go back to their origin with Moses and Sinai. The Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, totally transformed the world, beginning with their delivery by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. And they transformed the world. They're located in Exodus chapter 20, and they're also in Deuteronomy as well. And the Ten Commandments throughout history have formed the basis for law, government, and our notions of morality of right and wrong.
You know, absolutely. When the Louisiana's legal team went before the Court of Appeals, they argued that the law's intent is not to endorse religion, but to teach where America's longstanding moral values and civil life originate.
Yeah, and if you go back to the 800s, King Alfred compiled a book, and it's commonly called the Book of Dooms, D-O-O-M-S, and that is basically like decrees. And the Book of Dooms is a compilation of what's called common laws, laws that are common to the various communities. He compiled all of that into one book. When you open up the Book of Dooms, it begins with, guess what, the Ten Commandments, as the basis of all law, that all law, all the common law, all the law that developed after that is based upon the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. And then it influenced the Magna Carta. It influenced American law and government. It influenced European law. And that's why, Holly, going back to modern displays, why is it that the Supreme Court of the United States, constructed in the 1920s, has about 50 displays inside and outside of the U.S. Supreme
right.
Court of the Ten Commandments? It's because it is a symbol of the rule of law. And in fact, when you're in the Supreme Court, when you walk into the Great Hall, on the upper part of the wall towards the ceiling, one every several is Moses' profile with the Ten Commandments. And then when you walk into the Supreme Court, the wooden doors, they're typically open, but when you shut them, there's the Ten Commandments engraved on each side. When you sit into, they're almost like church pews, and you walk out of the Supreme Court, you exit to the sides. On eye level, both sides, for each row, is the Ten Commandments. You have the Ten Commandments that's actually etched in stone inside the Supreme Court as well. You have the Ten Commandments with Moses etched in stone on the back side of the Supreme Court of the United States. You have the Ten Commandments in the seal of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It is everywhere. And in fact, it is throughout the United States Supreme Court. It's throughout United States government buildings in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's in various seals. It's in a Georgia legal seal. Why? Because it is a symbol of the rule of law. So
right.
This is a good thing that I think is happening in Louisiana.
Absolutely. And the good thing is while this case continues litigation beginning January 1st, 2025, the other 67 school districts will be able to post the Ten Commandments along with the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, and the Northwest Ordinance. What better things for these students to learn?
It is great for them to learn. In fact, in 1980, when the Supreme Court removed the Ten Commandments in this horrible decision, it said the horrible thing would be maybe these students would watch it, venerate it, and obey them.
Yes.
How terrible. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.